Demonstrations continued for a fourth day across the Muslim world. Protesters, angered by a film mocking Islam, have attacked the German and British embassies in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Nathan Morley reports.
A spokesperson for the UK Foreign Office confirmed that a demonstration was taking place outside their embassy in Khartoum and said that Sudanese police were at the scene. A similar incident was reported at the German embassy, where their flag was torn down. There are also clashes in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, and in Cairo, police have reportedly fired tear gas and pushed 500 protesters away from the American embassy. Egypt's Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, has called for protests to remain peaceful, but the violence there has caused some concern about relations between Cairo and Washington. Martin Indyk is the vice president of foreign policy at the Brookings Institute.
President Morsi of Egypt today finally came out and spoke clearly against attacks on embassies, including the U.S. embassy. He too is walking a fine line. I don't think he's been clear enough yet, but he's moving in the right direction. So I wouldn't simply throw up our hands and say it's all failed yet.
The streets around the US Embassy in Cairo have been blocked with barbed wire, concrete and police vehicles. And meanwhile in Libya, officials there have arrested four people in connection with this week's assault on the US Embassy in Benghazi, which killed the US Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three of his staff. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.